Gender discrimination is probably one of the most controversial issues that Western society uses against Muslim countries. Their media and social groups have always been using this matter to suppress Islamic nations under the false pretext that women are not given their fair share of the society. But truth be told, this word is discovered by the Western society and the very culture which is prevalent there. Generally speaking, gender discrimination means favoring men over women. That means ignoring women so that they are deprived of human rights and also opportunities in every aspect of life. According to Islam, men and women are created equal, and there is no such thing as supremacy between them. Islamic culture states that women are also capable of doing work like men, but they are not created to work like men. Instead of that, women have something nobler to do, which is necessary to build a nation. Their responsibilities as mothers are far more important in Islam, because it is something no one else can do. Building and managing a family as the most important social institution is a burden which is mostly carried by the mother. Islam does not prohibit women to work outside, but it encourages that a nation can get a more important service from a woman as a mother than a worker. And for that reason, Islam declares women free from any economic responsibilities. It by no means translates as dependency upon the husband, father, or brother. It is a right given to them by the religion. Yet unfortunately, due to lack of knowledge and literacy in remote areas of Muslim countries, women often face this gender discrimination. In fact, no matter Muslim or not, this type of discrimination could be found in illiterate population all over the globe. So, gender discrimination has never been promoted by Islam. The history of the Islamic civilization also stands to support this claim. One can find countless women in the history of Islam who were noble thanks to their knowledge, work, and services they provided for the society. The important thing is, to do so, they did not need to violate Islamic regulations. Islam always encourages Muslim women to take part in constructive work for the nation. That's why the family structure in Muslim countries has always been sturdier compared to that of Western nations.
Welcome back, dear viewers. Sheikh Jahangiri, you wanted to add to the topic of equity?
Yeah. First, I would like to describe the process of legislation, Islamic jurisprudence, and right. Islamic Sharia. The process of legislation in Islamic jurisprudence is based on reality and facts. It is not in accordance to the illusion. It is not a convictional issue. So when a jurist issues a fatwa,
yes,
it is based on what is being in the world. It is based
the sources
on
the of Islam, it Quran,
to the
and the Sunnah,
and also it
and
refers
science.
To the facts.
All right.
It refers to the facts. For example,
what do you mean
if
with
there
facts?
Is, let me describe it by, right. by an example. For example, if there is difference between man and woman,
yes.
female and male, the legislation should be different. So if we believe to equality, does it mean here the legislation and law should be same? Mm. No. The legislation here, when the case differs, so the legislation would be different.
All right.
What Islam says in the case of female and male, it is not a kind of gender discrimination. It is a kind of justice legislation, just legislation.
And when, as we said in previous programs, justice is when you put everything in its rightful place.
Exactly.
According to Islam.
So unfortunately, in West, justice has been defined as
equality.
Yeah. And it makes a problem. So when we are asked, is Islam, is Islamic legislation just or equality? Our answer is clear. It is just. but it is not equal.
Right.
Inshallah, we'll describe that all rules and laws ascribed to male and female in Islamic teaching are based on their ability, are based on their capability. So what they have as a right is based in accordance to their ability and responsibility.
Right. Thank you, Sheikh. All right, let's go over to Ms. Sadeghian. What have you prepared for us?
Yes, brother. There is a site report. Brother Hani from London. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to our program one more time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A pleasure, dear sir. On the website newstatesman.com, the second sexism is the title of a book. It says, don't judge a book by its press. The author's actual argument in this book is that in most societies, men and boys face several specific and serious forms of wrongful discrimination, and that these are not only injustices in their own right, but also contribute to discrimination against women. The issues he highlights include military conscription and combat exclusions and some other factors. Do you ever agree with this author and see such things?
Women are discriminated in the military? Is that the idea?
No, not women. Exactly, men and boys. This author mentions that there are boys and men face several specific and serious forms of wrongful discrimination, and that these are not only injustices in their own right, but also contribute to discrimination against women. What do you see?
Well, I really can't really place a sort of a relationship between the discrimination against boys and men and how that relates to discrimination against women. But with respect to discrimination against boys and men, I think that would be hard to prove. You know why? I think because discrimination is usually takes place in an unequal society.
Yes.
And it is those people who are in power that usually discriminate against those people who are not in power.
Yes.
Okay? And in most countries of the world, including the Western countries, you find that men are in power, and so men can discriminate against women. You might find, for example, marginal experiences where men are discriminated by women, for example. But
yes.
Again, this would take place in a woman-empowered environment, if you know what I mean. Discrimination is always based upon a power differential in society.
Yes. So you cannot agree with this author?
I can't agree with it. I can't agree with that men and boys are being discriminated against. Not that it does not happen.
Yes.
You know, but I don't think it occurs on the same kind of widespread basis as you would find discrimination in a society where men are dominant and they discriminate against women.
Yes.
I mean, for example, it's like for example, black discrimination against white. Okay.
Yes.
You know, it does exist. You see, but by and large, this is many times in response to an overwhelming white discrimination against black.
Right.
You see? And it therefore is sort of marginal to the whole issue. I can't see a situation where men are discriminated against that is to the extent that, you know, it becomes impacting upon them finding jobs, et cetera, as opposed to women being discriminated against.
Thank you so much, sir, for the point. Brother
Thank
Wahid.
You. Sheikh Ahmad Hanif, I would like to give an example of second sexism, where we see discrimination towards men. For example, in criminal justice, we see that some studies in the United States have shown that for identical crimes, men are given harsher sentences than women. All right? Now, controlling for arrest offense, criminal history, and other pre-charge variables, sentences are always, according to this study, over 60% heavier for men. Women are more likely to avoid charges entirely and to avoid imprisonment if convicted. How do you respond to that?
Right. Okay. As I mentioned before, discrimination occurs in a power differential, a situation of a power differential.
Yes.
Where the powerful group exercises discrimination against the weaker group. Now, if we accept that in the United States, it is a male-dominated society, all right?
All right.
And you find in the criminal justice system, you find discrimination against men in that male-dominated society.
Right.
Okay? I think the reason goes to not the power differential, but basically to human psychology.
Yes.
Okay? For example, in most societies, the killing of a woman, the murder of a woman, is taken to be much more profound, much more traumatic than the murder of a man.
True.
Okay? Violence against women, even though it is in a discriminatory society against women, violence against women are usually seen in general as something much more horrendous than violence against men. Why? Because again, in our human natures, men are, and the society in general, are expected to take care of its women. All right?
All right.
To not be oppressive.
So the main cause is a psychological cause.
At least.
The main cause is psychological.
Basis,
all
yes.
Right. All right. Thank you, Sheikh.
And I think, for example, this can be seen in integrated militaries.
Yes.
One of the problems in integrated militaries, where you have men soldiers and women soldiers fighting side by side, is that when women soldiers become wounded, men tend to forget the battle and turn to the women, and this distracts them from fighting against the enemy.
All right.
So you find this taking place a lot. I think this could be explained in this particular way.
All right. Thank you, Sheikh.